Hi, I'm at the General Tour Network stand, and I'm talking to...
To Vary from Front van den.
And what is that?
Well, Front van den is Luxembourgish and stands for Friends of the Onion. And we are a tourservers.net partner organization, which means that we run tour nodes all over the globe.
Okay, now I'm going to, as you're the first one here, I'm going to need to ask you the question, what is Tor and what does it do?
Tor is a software that you can use to anonymously surf the internet. That's basically what Tor does, and it helps people all around the world to communicate with other people and to securely communicate.
And how does it do that?
Well, it's doing it with the so-called onion routing, which means there are multiple layers of servers that it will use to get to the internet site you want to visit.
So who started this project?
Who started? You mean the Tor project or our organization?
The Tor project to start off with.
Tor project. Well, there were some fancy guys that thought, okay, we need anonymity in the internet, and which got help from the US government with governmental funds, and which are now spreading the word of Tor, and which are trying to get organizations like ours to run the infrastructure.
Okay, and basically I can browse anonymously using the Tor browser.
Well, pretty much now, yes.
And the Tor browser is based on what underlying system?
Well, it's using the Firefox with some modifications that it like something like to block JavaScript by default, and which use the Tor as a proxy server.
So I've downloaded that application, and it seems trivially very, very easy to use. Is it still safe if it's so easy to use?
Well, we are trying to make it as safe as possible and as easy as possible, which always means that we have to adjust things, because normally if you make things easy, means that you are offering or which reduces the security. And that's always a game we have to play and to get in on the same equilibrium. And well, it's pretty hard, but we are trying to make it as easy and as secure as possible.
And what's your organization? What does your organization do?
Well, our organization, which is based in Luxembourg, is currently trying to get more exit nodes and bridge servers on the Tor network.
So what's an exit node and then what's a bridge server?
Well, an exit node is basically the last server Tor uses to get out to the internet. So if you are using Tor, the probability of going through one of our exit nodes is right now at 5%. So the website you are using or visiting will see the IP address of our exit nodes.
So if I'm browsing Google, for instance, and I come out at google.lu, is it? Then I'm coming out through you guys.
Yes, yes.
Thank you very much, then.
There you go.
And why are you here exactly? And who pays for these exit nodes? Surely there must be an awful lot of traffic coming out then.
We have generated like 20 petabytes of traffic for the last 3 years. And all the servers are running with donations from members or donations from, like here, the Fosdam, or back in Luxembourg, we have the HegLU and other conferences. So we depend on donations.
Okay, and what motivated you to get involved in this?
So the motivation was like that we had the first crypto party in Luxembourg, and we thought about, why not invite people all over the globe to come and speak to us. And we invited Moritz, which is the founder of TorService.net, which already runs exit nodes all over the globe, just like we do, and he just asked us, well, guys, why don't you create an organization like ours, but in your country? And we were like, okay, well, we are from the Chaos Computer Club Luxembourg, why not? So we created it in 2013, and we began to run exit nodes, and now we have currently like 7 exit nodes in Slovakia, Romania, and Luxembourg, and a hell of a lot of bridge servers all around the globe.
What's a bridge server?
Well, a bridge server is mainly a server you use when you can't directly connect to the Tor network. Like in China, which is censoring connections to the normal Tor network, you have to use a bridge server to get around this censorship.
And is that something that, does that need to be as high bandwidth as the exit nodes?
No, not as the exit nodes, because bridge servers are only used to make the first connection to the Tor network. and not every county centers the direct connection to Tor network. That means that not everyone has to use bridge servers. Only those countries like in Syria, Iran, or like China that are mainly using it.
So who can help out if they wanted to, say I have a 100 megabits internet connection, can I help out or is it better for organizations?
Well, I recommend everyone to run it under an organization. Why? Because we had to go to a lawyer, which wrote us down the Luxembourgish law about hosting Tor nodes and doing all the stuff with the traffic. And it's a hell of a lot better to be in an organization, because when it comes heart to heart and the police is knocking on your door, you want to have something, someone behind your back. And in this case, it's our organization and the law.
So, if what do I need infrastructure-wise in order to be doing an exit node or a bridge node?
Well, if you look at our infrastructure, we are only hosting gigabit exit nodes. So that means we need at least like 16 gigabytes of RAM. We need an i7 CPU to handling all the traffic, and yeah, of course, on me to a gigabit connection to the outside world.
And who would be inclined to give that sort of service?
Well, not many ISPs, because you know, there are also bad guys that use the Tor servers for doing spamming or DDoSing or hacking, and we are mainly
Kinder porn, of course.
Yes, of course. And we are mainly convincing ISPs around the globe to allow Tor, because it's also used for good case. And we are talking to them, we show them, okay, those are the implications when you host it, what can you do, talk to us, that's the law in our country, that's the law in your country. And we have to convince them recently, much a lot than it was at the beginning.
Okay, but that might change, unfortunately, in the coming...
Yes.
Okay, anything coming up that I need to be aware of over the coming time?
Well, we are all day here at the Forstam, so you can go to our booth, just talk to us about Tor, about exit nodes, I don't know, about security, anonymity, just come by, drop us a word. We also have some gimmicks to sell, and well, recently we are trying to, in our country, to go to the libraries. And say, okay, that's a Tor project. Why don't you host a bridge server at your facilities? And those are some flyers. Just educate the people about Tor. And we are trying to get in contact with libraries.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much for taking the time.
No problem. Yeah, very good.